Time to have a chat with Tammy Tainsley, the workplace culture and leadership expert. Tammy, thank you so much for your time. How are you?
I'm very well this morning. How are you?
Yeah, doing very well. I'm going to chat about something that I think a majority of the population had done at some stage in the last 12 months. Hard to believe. And that is, of course, working from home. There was a lot of chit-chat about, you know, finally workplaces taking that step to being able to allow their employees to work from home, but it wasn't quite as smooth as sort of everyone made out it to be.
Yeah, look, it's really interesting. So, you know, we know that working from home, workplace flexibility has had huge advantages, and, you know, organisations that have done it over the years have had experienced really, really great results from it. But as you say, there was a bit of resistance kind of to organisations introducing it, perhaps, until all of a sudden overnight everyone pretty much was working from home. And so what was really interesting, I think, about last year was that the experiences that people had in terms of workplace flexibility or working from home were perhaps a bit different to what those who've been doing it in the past have experienced. So, you know, what the research tells us from pre-2020 is there's huge benefits from workplace flexibility and working from home. So, you know, increased employee engagement, increased employee morale, increased productivity, decreased costs for the employer. So pretty much, you know, all the kind of things you would hope to be going in the right direction, go in the right direction. But what's interesting about last year, I think, is that because it was, one, done so quickly and without kind of planning or structures in place, and secondly, because it was pretty much everyone, the experience was a little bit different. And so, in particular, one of the interesting stats that have come out is that some managers have found it really difficult to kind of know what their employees were doing and have felt a bit like, you know, are they really working from home when they say they're working from home? So that's the first time, I guess, problem has appeared in the research in terms of a problem in terms of workplace flexibility.
And it's almost like it was one set of structures being replaced by another. I know friends of mine who have had to work from home. You know, they went from working 8-hour days to suddenly working 8 hours at home. It wasn't quite the piece of paradise they were expecting.
Really interesting, isn't it? So again, you know, pre-2020, you know, workplace flexibility meant just that. So, you know, perhaps you worked your hours over a greater number of days, or you worked, you know, early in the morning and late at night, or, you know, whatever. It genuinely meant that kind of workplace flexibility. But you're quite right. What people found last year was one of two things. Either they ended up working more hours because that kind of blurring between home and work was not there, or in lots of cases, as you say, they replaced one set of structures with another. And that meant that managers were saying, look, I have an expectation that you are sitting by your laptop between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I have an expectation that you, if I call you, that you will answer within 3 rings, and that I won't hear, you know, dogs barking in the background and, you know, waves slapping nicely in the, you know, that you're at the beach. I have an expectation that, you know, check in with me every 60 minutes or 90 minutes. So, you know, quite kind of more structures, if you like.
Yeah.
Arguably, they were at work.
Yeah, that's crazy. You've come across some businesses that actually outlie those sort of expectations?
So, look, I think what's really interesting is where businesses have had a really great, healthy culture in the first place. And so that was about, look, you know, I know, employee, what you're meant to do. You know what you're meant to do. You're well-trained. You know, I trust you to get on with it. I'm interested in the outcomes rather than watching you do it step by step. Then those employees have absolutely thrived. Where there has been a workplace culture where there have got managers who kind of micromanage, or where there was less trusting relationships, that's where it's been a bit more problematic, if you like. So I think one of the things that perhaps organisations have found, though, and again, this is a little bit different to what the research has showed us pre-2020, is that one of the real advantages to working in the office or working in the organisation is that kind of collaboration and the kind of the informal chitter-chatter that you get when you're at the water cooler, which I think employers have always sort of thought was a bit of perhaps a waste of time, but are now seeing that it actually is really important in terms of kind of, you know, just that kind of informal collaboration and team building and problem solving that, you know, they perhaps never put a price on, but
it's
something that is actually really valuable.
Yeah, exactly right. It's yet another curveball with COVID-19 that's completely changed the world and pretty much, I think, ongoing and long-term. Tammy, thank you so much for the chat.
Thanks for having me.